life has she been this off the radar.
Then Andrew Wallet abruptly resigns as co-conservator of Britney's estate. Tess had watched Wallet get a giant raise only 6 months ago, and now he's out? His resignation letter to the judge is ominous, too. It says that harm could come to Britney if he doesn't leave right away.
At this point, we're on edge. And so are the rest of Britney's fans. A missing person poster with Britney's face makes the rounds on Twitter. It reads, last seen January 6th, near In-N-Out, driving a white Mercedes-Benz.
In April 2019, nearly 3 months after there's been any sign of her, the news breaks. Britney is in a mental health facility. Reports say she's been there for a week, and she checked herself in. This sets off alarm bells for multiple reasons. Obviously, we're worried about Britney and want her to be getting help if she needs it, but is that what's happening? Something just feels off. She's supposedly been there for a week, but nobody has seen her for months.
The following Thursday, I'm up late editing Britney's gram. I check our inbox for listener voicemails to use, and I notice one that's longer than the others.
Hi there. I cannot disclose who I am. I just heard the latest episode. You guys are onto something. I used to be a paralegal for an attorney that worked with Britney's conservatorship. I'm no longer with them. And what is happening is disturbing, to say the least. Britney has been in the mental facility since mid-January. Of course, the statement yesterday said she entered last week. That is not true. She's been in there since mid-January. She did not want to go. From what I understand, this was not a decision she made at all.
So, according to this paralegal in an office connected to Britney's case, she had been in the mental health facility for months against her will. This voicemail validated our fears. Britney was in a scary situation, and she didn't have a choice in it. This was the first time someone with insider knowledge contacted us and told us we were onto something. But it wouldn't be the last.
We needed to figure out what to do with this bomb that had suddenly been dropped in our laps. We wanted to play the voicemail on Britney's gram, but we were terrified. What if Britney's team denied it? What if they sued us?
We asked the paralegal for proof of where he worked. He sent us documentation, and we continued having follow-up conversations with him, asking more details about him and what he knew. We felt confident he was telling the truth, and we wanted the world to hear what he had to say.
So, we sat down to record episode 75 of Britney's Gram.
This is a big deal, guys. I hope that wherever you are, you're somewhere that you're able to receive some big information and feel a lot of things and have your mind blown.
We titled it #FreeBritney and released it in the middle of the night.